No, I mean, as an offense, I know we've tried our best to prepare and prepare and prepare each week and build on each week's preparation. You know, and guys, you see it, you're getting more and more comfortable. You know, you look at the offensive line, you've got a number of guys who weren't starters initially in the year, guys shifting around, guys moving, and still were able to run the ball. And then, I mean, Doug comes out explosive, you know, Vincent with some explosive plays, Mike Williams explosive plays. Guys are taking a lot of pride in their work and their preparation. And then coming out and ultimately executing on Sundays. I know. I think it does a lot. You know, it does a lot for the O-line because they're out there, working all week. And then Doug's out there running hard, preparing all week. And the receivers are downfield blocking, and it's just a whole offensive effort. And the way Doug's breaking tackles and having that top end speed to make people miss and outrun people to the end zone, it's exceptional.
Josh,
I mean, he just, like I said, I mean, it's all about preparation with him. And I said last week, Doug doesn't get in the game and the moment's not too big. You know, he gets in the game, he knows what he's got to do. And not only in running the ball, there were a number of times where there might be a blitzer coming and he just flat out blew him up, and it's just his not allowing the fact that it's the NFL, that it's only his eighth start, get in the way of him as a player. You know, he goes out and he plays freely, he goes out and he plays explosively, knows his job, and he knows how to execute it.
Last four games, 11 touchdown passes, one interception. I mean, you've been playing really well these last 4 weeks. What's going on right now? Is that anything different?
No. I mean, just continuing to prepare. You know, that's kind of our mindset each week. You go in, the coaches do an excellent job setting up a game plan. And, I mean, it's just all about studying the work. I mean, as a quarterback room, we do a lot of things as far as getting prepared for the games, a lot of stuff, communicating with the receivers throughout the week, working on different things. So when we do have opportunities downfield, we can take advantage of them. And plus, I think the offensive line is doing a tremendous job holding up. And I mean, there were a number of plays today where I was sitting back there, they let me see things downfield, and I get the ball in Mike and Vincent's hands.
Did you have any doubts, and talk about how big that loss was, and then did you have any doubts that these guys would be able to?
I mean, it's always hard when you lose a player, especially a Pro Bowl caliber player. I mean, you talk about losing Dalvin Joseph early in preseason, then you lose Carl just recently. But, Teddy at center and Zutaw at guard, both of those guys, we've won a lot of games with those guys playing, and they know how to play. They know how to go out and get the job done. So, I mean, there was no doubt, no worry in my mind, and then you got the anchors on the outside and DeMar Dotson and Big Donald Penn, bringing it home. So I thought all in all, the offensive line did a great job, both in pass protection and in the run game. Oh, no, it was kind of just getting your mind prepared, looking over the calls that could be potential, because you always want to play. You don't want to be surprised if they score and they go ahead or whatever happens. You just want to be prepared for going back out and what you have to do execution-wise to find a way to get back on top, get the lead back.
Can you talk about the 64-yard pass to Jackson? I think it was a third-down call there.
Yeah, no, it was a third-down call. And initially the safety got really deep, and then Vincent did a great job of I was selling one route and then breaking deep on the other one. And that was one of the plays that really stands out in my mind where the offensive line gave me about 5 seconds to stand back there. And really, it's kind of like you're thinking you got to move because it's so late within the down. But it was like there's really nowhere to go. You're not really sensing anything, feeling anything. And that was when you just lay out there to the landmark and Vincent goes and gets it.
It's a small thing, but the fumble exchange is almost a big play there.
Oh, no doubt. Oh, no doubt. No, I'll take complete credit for that. God, it was kind of slick. I thought I'd completely secured it. But, it was a great job by LeGarrette almost getting it back because, I got to put that all on myself in that situation. That's one thing that we can't have happen. It brings the crowd back into it, gives them momentum. But, there are much prettier ways to win. But at the end of the day, guys kept playing. Guys can continue to fight. And ultimately, we got out of here with a win. It's just about making it real in terms of players understanding their jobs and expectations. And you know, a lot of times the coaches, they lay it out there and they're like, all right, they'll pick it up, they'll learn it. But they do an awesome job of just breaking it down and throughout the week. I mean, the expectations are clear, the goals are clear on what we're trying to achieve. And, I mean, holding people accountable from a day-to-day standpoint. I mean, it'll be practice on a Monday this week, and we're talking about ball security, and there are no balls on the ground. We're doing tackling stations where we work on ball security. So, no, it's just making it, making the goals and making the expectations clear, and then ultimately getting the guys to want to do it, to buy in, you know, and guys really feel like they buy in if we do all our jobs that we're going to go out and win the game, if we can achieve these goals, these accomplishments that coach puts before us at the beginning of the week.
Great. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks, Josh.